This is a reading of the document titled Women in the Texas Revolution, The Runaway Scrape and the Aftermath. It is an individual activity and is part of the Battles of the Texas Revolution lesson in the Texas Revolution Unit and was produced by Texas History for Teachers. This activity covers the events of the Runaway Scrape and its aftermath through 6 primary source documents with analysis questions. There are 6 total analysis questions for you to complete. Instructions: read the background information and analyze the primary source excerpts by answering the document analysis questions below. Accounts of the events of the Runaway Scrape. Background information. When news of the fall of the Alamo spread, so did panic associated with it. Santa Anna's intention with the slaughter at the Alamo was to instill fear into everyone who might resist him, and that worked well. Houston's army was also retreating, which added to the panic. If the army was moving eastward, what was going to protect them against the onslaught of Santa Anna? Nothing, apparently. People began abandoning their farms and homes and fleeing east to escape the Mexican army. As it happened, it was a tremendously rainy spring in 1836. The rains had come and turned the roads, such as they were, into muddy bogs. Many of the men, moreover, had left to join Houston's army. So, the roads were littered with women driving oxen and tending children, trying to wade through impossible mud. Background information provided by Dr. Andrew J. Torgett, University Distinguished Teaching Professor, Department of History, University of North Texas. Document A. Noah Smithwick rode through the aftermath of people leaving and described the scene. Quote, "Houses were standing open, the beds unmade, the breakfast things still on the tables, pans of milk molding in the dairies, there were cribs full of corn, smokehouses full of bacon, yards full of chickens that ran after us for food, nests of eggs in every fence corner, all abandoned." Unquote. Document B. Angelina Peyton Eberly, a tavern owner, recalled in a letter to a friend the evening she evacuated San Felipe across the Brazos. Quote, "Much was left on the riverbanks. There were no wagons, hardly. Few horses. Many had to go on foot, the mud up to their knees. Women and children pell-mell." Unquote. Document C. Creed Taylor, who served in the Texas Army, recalled in 1900, quote, "I have never witnessed such scenes of distress and human suffering. Delicate women trudged alongside their park horses, carts, or sleds from day to day until their shoes were literally worn out, then continued the journey with bare feet, lacerated and bleeding at almost every step. Their clothes were scant, and with no means of shelter from frequent rains and bitter winds, they traveled on through the long days in wet and bedraggled apparel, finding even at night little relief from their suffering, since the wet earth and angry sky offered no relief. Thus, these half-clad, mud-besmeared fugitives, looking like veritable savages, trudged along." Unquote. Analysis questions. Here are the questions for the accounts of the events of the Runaway Scrape. If you are providing written answers to them, remember to provide your teacher with your name, class or period, and the date. I will read each question 2 times. Question 1. Noah Smithwick described the scene of a colony left abandoned during the Runaway Scrape. Based on the information from Document A, were the colonists prepared to leave town? Why or why not? Repeating question 1. Noah Smithwick described the scene of a colony left abandoned during the Runaway Scrape. Based on the information from Document A, were the colonists prepared to leave town? Why or why not? Question 2. Examine documents B and C as related to the information from the second paragraph in the background information. Using 3 to 4 complete sentences, summarize the conditions colonists encountered during the runaway scrape in your own words. Include supporting text evidence. Repeating question 2. Examine documents B and C as related to the information from the second paragraph in the background information. Using 3 to 4 complete sentences, summarize the conditions colonists encountered during the runaway scrape in your own words. Include supporting text evidence. Question 3. In what ways were women and children more harshly impacted by the runaway scrape? Repeating question 3. In what ways were women and children more harshly impacted by the runaway scrape? Accounts of the aftermath of the runaway scrape. Document A. Quote, innkeeper Angelina Payton returned to San Felipe after the runaway scrape to find her place barren of everything, ruins, all my things burnt up, crockery piles of cinders, ashes and incombustibles in heaps as left by the fire. She could stand to stay but a short time before moving on to Colombia to open another tavern. Unquote. Document B. Quote, few had suffered more than Fanny Menifee, the wife of George Sutherland. She had lost a son at the Alamo and then spent 2 months wandering about the countryside looking for a place of safety. With 3 little girls in tow, she fled from their home west of the Colorado River to the Sabine, runaway scrape, I assume, a journey of about 200 miles made with little help from her soldier husband. In mid-May, the family became one of the first to return to the frontier region. There, she found nothing in the world worth speaking of. Houses and warehouses had all been burned in a destruction so complete as to leave no one mouthful of anything to eat. God knows how we will make out, she acknowledged to her sister. We are trying to raise something to eat, but I fear we will miss it. Nevertheless, she concluded, if we can have peace and can have preaching, I won't care for the loss of what property is gone. Unquote. Document C. Thomas Jefferson Rusk later observed, quote, the men of Texas deserved much credit, but more was due the women. Armed men facing a foe could not but be brave, but the women, with their little children around them, without means of defense or power to resist, faced danger and death with unflinching courage. Unquote. Analysis questions. Here are the questions for the accounts of the aftermath of the runaway scrape. If you are providing written answers to them, remember to provide your teacher with your name, class or period, and the date. I will read each question 2 times. Question 1. Document A gives an account of Angelina Payton's return to her tavern in the aftermath of the runaway scrape. The closing remarks state, she could stand to stay but a short time before moving on to Colombia to open another tavern. In your opinion, do you think other colonists did the same thing? Why or why not? Repeating question 1. Document A gives an account of Angelina Payton's return to her tavern in the aftermath of the runaway scrape. The closing remarks state, she could stand to stay but a short time before moving on to Colombia to open another tavern. In your opinion, do you think other colonists did the same thing? Why or why not? Question 2. In document C, would you think it was unusual for for a woman to own a tavern during this time? Explain your reasoning. Repeating question 2. In document C, would you think it was unusual for a woman to own a tavern during this time? Explain your reasoning. Question 3. Based on the accounts from documents B and C, use 3 adjectives to describe the type of women that endured the events of the Texas Revolution. Repeating question 3. Based on the accounts from documents B and C, use 3 adjectives to describe the type of woman that endured the events of the Texas Revolution. This concludes the activity, The Runaway Scrape and the Aftermath.